steadfast in your season. A lot of you in a season right now. Going through, going through. Don't come out. Don't go in. But I told her, was talking yesterday, I said, you know what? I said, I had opportunities at work. I've had opportunities at church. You know, even after I went in business for myself, I had opportunities, you know, to quit. But I knew the will of God. And I told her, I said, I had opportunity. She wasn't involved in church like I was. You know, I was in the meetings and different things and involved in the jail ministries and street ministries and food ministries and house-to-house ministries, you know, knocking on doors once a month and inviting people to church and praying. So I was involved with a whole lot more than she was as far as in ministry. And so I had opportunities all the time to be mad at my pastor. Come on, somebody. Y'all don't get quiet on me.
Come on.
Amen.
But see, what I realized that I was in a season, I realized that God had me planted. See, if you must, number one, find out the will of God. Talking to people, Facebook land, all over, where you're supposed to be in church. It does matter where you go to church.
Amen.
The Bible says those that are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God.
Amen.
The Bible said it's Him that sets us in the place that we're supposed to be.
Amen.
In some. See, God puts us where He wants us to be. In work, I mean everything. Find the will of God. Find the will of God. Faith begins and sustains you when you know the will of God.
Right.
I know that it's God's will to be healed, so therefore no matter what, I can heart attacks, fall through ceilings. It don't make me no difference what happens. I always jump on the word. I jump on it and I tell my body. Why? Because I know the will of God.
That's right.
So when you know the will of God, there's a sustaining force called faith in there that will help you to discern. But I told Teresa, I said, there ain't but one thing that kept me in my place. In my marriage, in work, in ministry, I said, and that is knowing the will of God.
Come on.
Amen.
If I boil down the last 25 years, I've been in ministry 26 years, and if I boil it all down to why am I still where I am, is because I'm set out to do the will of God. And the will of God is for me to be planted right here in this house. And all of y'all that say,
amen.
Every one of you.
Amen.
Now, it really don't matter where you've been taught wrong.
Right.
It don't really matter who you marry. You've been taught wrong.
Amen.
And, you know, it really don't matter who I hang out with. You've been taught wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It does matter. The will of God, you know, well, I mean, you know, so seasons. We're in a season. This church has been in a season for about a month and a half or two to where the enemy has come.
Man.
I mean, I'm not afraid to say it. We're not dumb.
Right.
Come on.
But the enemy would want to say, well, there's something wrong with the church. Wrong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The adversary is roaming to and fro as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Hallelujah. Somebody called me up. They're going through a divorce, blah, blah, blah. And they've been here a long time, you know, and it's the will of the Lord. And said, well, I just need a change. I said, well, get a divorce, but don't change. Sure, don't leave church.
That's right.
You're going to need it.
That's right.
Well, Satan will come to you. I need some of them's out there in La La Land this morning, should be in the house of the Lord getting gear. Well, we can hear it on the internet. There's a difference on the anointing. When you're able to go, you're not going to get what you're going to get. If you're in the house of the, you're not in the house of the Lord and you're able to go to church. I'm talking to people all the way in China over there. I'm not just talking about here, bless God. I'm talking about ever. There's something about the will of God, and it's the will of God to forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some are, and much more as we see the day approaching and provoke people to good works, talking about going to church. There's something about planted in the house of God that we flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. I don't just come to church when I feel like it. I don't ever feel like it. I could still be in bed right now.
Come on.
Come on, somebody. I don't do the will of God because it's enjoyable all the time to do the will of God. To love my enemies, no, that don't feel good all the time. Hallelujah. It don't feel good. I do that because I know it is the will of God. If I don't do the will of God, then I give Satan the advantage over me. And I'm not going to hand him tools to work on me when I have the power over him.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. You're going to have opportunities. And you know what? God has brought people in here, raised them up. They had been out of church and been hurt. And they had come and they'd say, well, you know, the Lord, I believe the Lord wants us to go back. And I'd say, I believe he does too. God just used us to help you get restored so that you can get back in the place that God wants you to be. Everybody's not supposed to be here. But everybody that is supposed to be here, you set your foot down. You listen to what little Inez was talking about this morning. And she's been Satan's been trying to get her out of here since she started.
Come on.
Me too.
The Lord, have you ever seen cows? You watch cows. They can be in a green pasture here and their heads will be stuck through the fence.
Yeah.
I mean, fertilized pasture, green, and their heads are stuck through the fence, eating out there because their eye, it catches their eye. And you know what the Lord told me one time? He said, son, he said, the grass is not greener everywhere else.
Right.
He said, in the will of God, he said, I lead you beside the still waters.
Amen.
Some says it. Green pasture, not dried up ones.
Right.
I lead you beside the still waters. I'll restore you. I'll raise you up. Hallelujah. But we're talking about seasons. I'm not just talking about people not coming to church. Look at the church this morning. I guarantee you, if I could ride around, I'm not going to because I'm going to be where God wants me to be.
Amen.
If I could ride around this morning, there would be a few cars in the parking lots of a bunch of churches. That's pitiful. I mean, the pandemic came and Satan used it. He used it in a lot of different areas, fear and torment, and people's out of the house of the Lord, and they don't see no reason to go back because they get to, you know, it feels good. You don't got to get ready. You don't need to shave. You know, you don't need to get, you know, my foot hurts, my neck hurts. But what they don't realize, this season's going by them and they're missing all the things that God had in store for them in that season. See, had I left church, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. I was in a season of training. I was being trained by the Lord, unbeknown to me, that I was going to be a pastor or anything, or go to the prisons or anything. I didn't really realize all of that was going to happen. See, the season that we're in, if we embrace the season, yield the way God wants us to yield, don't yield to the enemy, that season's going to bring maturity and development in our life. It's going to take us deeper in the Lord, stronger in Him.
Amen. Thank you.
See, Ecclesiastes 11:1, I believe it's 3:1, it says, for everything there is a season. A season, I wrote this down. Season is a fixed time, a set time. You're in your season for a reason.
Yeah.
See, when we're in the will of God, you're going to go through seasons where every bill's paid, nothing going on, you never get in an argument. I mean, it's just like you're just a love mat, and you're just, oh, teddy bear, and all of that, you know, and oh, nothing, we can't have a cross word. And, oh, glory to God, church is so glorious, it just rains on us all the time.
Amen.
Then that season will end. You know, I thought about, and then, you know, but that season where all of that is, we're supposed to be getting stronger and praising God and glorifying God, not getting lax and fasting and seeking the Lord and saying, glory to God, Lord, nothing's going on. I praise you in this season, God, that I'm in, Lord. I'm getting ready for the battle, though, Lord. How many knows the battle's right ahead, right in the next season?
Yeah. Come on.
There's always a battle in the season after the season of rest. See, there's seasons in the natural. You got spring, summer, fall, winter. In all of those seasons, they're needful. Yeah. See, in the winter season, things look dead, but they're not dead. Trees are not dead. I mean, they're not dead. There's still life in those. But once that season ends, you see the growth start. But you know, even in that season, they're growing taller. The trees are growing. You can't see them, but they're growing taller. And did you know every season that passes, that tree gets stronger. Its roots go deeper and deeper and deeper until it is just firmly planted in solid ground, deep roots to where it goes past the dry, parched land down into nutrients. How many knows that's the way we are in the Lord?
Amen.
That's the way we are if we yield to the Spirit of God and realize this season, listen, every season is not going to be comfortable. I know I bought that land up on just the blessing of the Lord. Bought it really cheap. God put it into our hands. I'm happy. I'm up there. I can't wait to get a piece of equipment up there just to dig some dirt, Johnny. I mean, I'm excited. And Teresa, don't go over there today. Don't go over there today. And I'm in a season of not getting mad. She don't understand. I need some dirt under my fingernails. I mean, I'm just chomping at the bits to get up there, you know. And she's like, no, that's me. And so I thought, okay, glory to God. I'm just going to give this thing to God. I'm not going to really just let the season. I'm not going to let me not getting what I want wish I'd have never got it. So you got to be careful in the seasons. You could be right in the middle of the blessing of the Lord and let the enemy come right in and cause you to miss the things that God wants you to develop in Him in the season. You know?
Amen.
If I was a housewife washing dishes, I would let that. I don't like washing dishes.
Amen.
I'd rather throw them in the dishwasher.
Amen.
But I would let that season mold me into thankfulness. Thank you, Lord, I've got dishes. Thank you, Lord, there's egg yellow on these dishes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I've got clothes too washed. I'm sick of folding them. Sick of folding them. Stop saying that. See, don't let the season get you where you don't enjoy the season that you're in. Don't let your attitude stop you from enjoying the season. Well, man, you know what? Some time has went by, and bless God, I've dug dirt, and I wore out two bulldozers up there. I mean, I wore them out, buddy. When I get on that baby, I'm wide open. And I'm trying to take it easy on this last backhoe. You know, I mean, I'm trying to slow down. So I'm over there, you know, and so yesterday I'm over there, you know, and I'm working on the barn and getting me a chute load and chute built and all that. Got all that built and all that, you know. And then I thought, go down there and take that backhoe. I got two valleys down there. By October, I want to be able to plant some grass. That's about 3 or 4 acres I could still have for those cows. You know, and I got a hold of that thought, and I said, no, I'm not in a season like I was back yonder, running me crazy. I'm going home to my honey at 12 o'clock. So I didn't realize what time it was. I got home, and it was a little after 1. Teresa, what are you doing? I said, coming home.
Unusual.
It's unusual, she says. But see, what I realize is I'm going to take advantage of the seasons. I'm going to have self-control, and I'm going to have a balance, and I'm going to spend. So I just went over there. She said, you know, you had to hold my hand this week. I said, it's your fault. Look where you're sitting. She's changed couches. We usually sit side by side. We'll hold hands, you know, or whatever. And she's moved over to the other recliner over there. you know, more comfortable, whatever the case might be. And so I said, that's your fault. Look where you're at. You moved over there. And so, you know, I thought, oh, well, glory to God. So I got up, you know, I thought I'm going to take it out. So I get my blanket and I go over there and I stretch out and I lay it out. She says, I don't know if this is going to work or not. I said, oh, it's going to work. Be still. Well, what if I have to go to the bathroom? I said, just hold it till I wake up. Don't move. Just hold it. Don't wake me up. Just be still. But I did that on purpose. You know what I'm saying? I thought I'm going to spend time with her and have a relationship, whether it's just lay my head there and we snore together on the couch or whatever the case might be. You know, and then I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to fix us some supper tonight. I said, I'm going to give some BLTs. And so after I woke up, she said, you're not going nowhere. I said, I've got to go get some tomatoes. You're always looking to go. So I said, I'll be right back. Well, you know what I did? I cooked us some BLTs and all that, you know. But you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, good Lord, Satan's taking people out of the church. And I thought, don't get your mind on that. That's none of my business, but God. That's for me and my house and all of y'all guys. We're going to serve the Lord. None of these things are going to move us, right? We're going to pray for people. We're going to bleed for them. We're going to fast with them. We're going to stand with them. We're going to stand on the word with them. But bless God, we're not going with them.
Amen. Come on.
Come on, somebody. I'm going to follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises.
Amen.
I'm not going to follow after those who just give in and give in to the enemy and give in to their bed brother. God, you know. I mean, Monty wanted that out right there up here for how long y'all been here?
7 years.
7 years. I'd say no. 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 I don't understand why he didn't tell me that, but I bet he did her. I don't understand what the problem is. Well, I didn't explain the problem. I explained it one time. I explained it every year, at least 7 times. You know, the problem is, you get up there when you're out, and I mean, Monty's one, he jams. I mean, the dude goes up there, and I mean, he his hair's blowed back. He gets in front of it and jams all night long.
Come on.
Then he comes over here and it's like he's got earmuffs on. He can't hear nothing. And I'm thinking, well, turn your act on it, old man. You know? So I tell him, I said, well, you know, that's okay for me, though. And I tell him, I said, well, I'm going to tell you anyways. See, there's his opportunity right there.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, I mean, he, you know, I tell him, well, the problem is, see, we can't turn you up and down. You know, you're up here and you sound fine, but you ain't out in the back of the church. And if you're up here and you sound fine and they can't hear you, we can't turn you up. Does that make sense or what?
Yeah.
But if you go through the system, then we're out there and you're up there. Them speakers, you can't hear nothing past them speakers. You can't. I mean, you can't get up there and hear the bass out here because the bass is booming up there. So I says, well, I said, that way we can control. Now, that sounds bad. I don't want nobody controlling me. Now, he didn't feel that way, did you? I don't know. Don't tell me. If it was, I missed that trial. That was a good one. So anyhow, you know, it goes on, you know, and he, but what I'm saying, see, a season was going, and I'm like, well, what's the big deal, Lord? I mean, what's the big deal? But it can't get no peace. You know, to do it. I don't know why. I don't know.
Come on.
So 7 years. Then I hear later, you know, he's dropping a little bit maybe or something. And wife tells him, well, just quit. I can't quit. Well, then shut up. I think that's the word she used. If you can't quit, then quit. Why? Well, all of a sudden, I'm just minding my own business, you know, and all of a sudden, the Lord says, let him bring them out. And I thought, are you serious? Lord, God, he's going to be one happy camper. Good God, he's going to be happy. Well, I guess that season was over. I don't know why. I guess he's quit whining and started praying. You know what? He could have probably been up there 6 years. I mean, it took God 6 years to get him to pray, I guess. I don't know. But thank God he didn't quit through the season. That's important to Monday. That's one of the most important things in his life. One of them, Jesus and family, you know what I'm saying? But he does that for the Lord, so that's very important to Monty.
Yep.
And so I believe that Monty developed through the season. So I got up there this morning, and I said, well, Monty, I said, now, we couldn't hear you last time, and you were too loud, and you know, so we're going to have to, and then he blamed it on downloading something. What was it? He downloaded something that put him. He knows all this technical stuff. I'm like, look, man, it's GCMD. It's bass, treble, tone, and you got all this other stuff going on. I mean, I don't know. I think he YouTubed it. Something. So he says, well, and I said, well, look, we're not going back. In other words, I was reassured him. You know, don't get all nervous. I'm not going back, but we're going to figure this out. You get it set where you can leave it alone. It's hard for him to leave it alone. Hard for that man to leave it alone, I'm telling you. And God has sent me to help him. Leave it alone. He's just learning. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Well, you know what, praise God? But we can work together in this season, and he can be happy, and I can be happy, and God can be happy, and all of y'all can hear and not be too loud, and all. We can work it out, can't we? We got to let the season bring us into unity.
Come on.
We got to let the season bring us into unity, unified with the Lord, unified with the Holy Spirit, unified with the angels of God, and unified with one another, bless God. The Bible says that where we're gathered together, when brothers dwell in unity together, it is a place of commanded blessing.
Amen.
Now, why would Satan, I mean, he's going to try to rip and tear and destroy, hallelujah. He's going to do it. They just, some of us not going to fall for it.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. The season is taking us somewhere. Y'all remember Jesus? I believe it's Luke 4, maybe, when he was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God to be tempted of the devil. Mm.
Yeah.
That was a season, a set time. See, we're right now in a set time.
Yeah.
You're in a set time in your life. You're where God wants you to be. I believe every one of y'all in here is supposed to be here. I believe it with all of my heart, bless God. I really honestly believe it. And the ones that are not here this morning, we're praying for you, praise God. But you're going to have to put on those big boy panties. You're going to have to man up and get up and fight the good fight of faith. And y'all women going to have to get on those men that ain't after the Lord and like they need to be, bless God. Because the man is the head of the house. The man has an anointing on his life from the Lord, a covering, bless God, that they just want to sometimes lay it down and just let Satan do what he. I was thinking this morning, thank you, Lord, that I raised Travis up in that. Look at him. He didn't have to be here today, bless God. I seen him go by and I thought, thank you, Lord, they wasn't looking for a reason not to come to the house of the Lord this morning, God, because they was raised that way. They was raised that way. Beth was raised that way. Took the church. Her grandmother took her to church and served. She served, keeping kids, taking care of kids. She already knew the Lord when they got married. And that's what me and Teresa believed for.
Yep.
That his wife would already know the Lord.
Bless him.
And that she would already love the Lord. And now they've been married 10 years. They could have went off. They could have went. They've been up under Stone Mountain, Georgia, wherever it's at. But God didn't leave you coming back to this morning. Most people wouldn't have come to church.
That's right.
I'm bragging on y'all.
That's right.
I mean, maybe I was pleased when I seen their vehicle.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, I thought they're not looking for a reason. Everybody, a lot of people today, you look for a reason. You had your grandkids, you had your sister over, they want to come, and even Inez. About going to church. Oh, yeah, we'll go eat down here. It's closed. The restaurant's closed. You know, and then kind of find out it's closed. They are in God down here at Double B on Wednesday. Now they shut it down Wednesdays and Sundays, bless God. Somebody's got in there godly that's after the Lord, and they shut it down honoring God on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I believe God will bless them, praise God. But you know what? She still made it because her heart. But you know what? If Satan's he's going to try to get you out of the will of God with your neighbors. There's seasons that he comes and he tries to take over our life. He wants to come in. I mean, there was a season for about a month. I mean, I would just walk in the house and Teresa would say, "I feel it, don't you? A demonic spirit." I told her, I said, "Oh yeah." I said, "He's been trying to bother me for 3 days." I told Pastor Wednesday night, he didn't know it. Well, people of faith, you shouldn't know it. I shouldn't be laying on the bed. The devil ain't nothing. He just don't cuss. He got me feeling bad. He won't leave me alone. Y'all look, get the prayer group on Facebook. Y'all, the devil won't leave me alone. Would y'all pray? No, we're having trouble over here too. We've been trying to get rid of him ourselves, man. We need you to pray for us.
Bless him.
See, when that spirit's around me, I mean, I don't want to go do nothing. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go play on the backhoe. I don't want to go watch the cat. I don't want to go feed the fish. When that spirit's trying to work, when he's around trying to get somebody to yield. Because if you ever yield, you'll quit. But us winners, we don't yield. So then Teresa, we just sit over there. I feel it. We don't yield. Don't the Bible say don't give no place to the devil?
Yep.
I'd go in. I've been praising the Lord and I come home. It's you. I know it's you. She'd be like, "No, I've been praising the Lord. I know it's you." Now, you telling me I'm the devil? No, I'm telling you, you are. And you're telling me I am? Here goes the fight.
Yep. Come on.
Boy, we fell for it. I'm telling you, we fell for it once. We fell for it a bunch.
Yep.
Then I'm going out, I want a divorce. It wouldn't come up before then.
Right.
I want a divorce, but God, she just like her mama, not Doris. Just like her granny. Ain't so stubborn. Y'all not now. Y'all been saved and redeemed. But God, they want to boss their husbands around and everything else. And I just ain't going to. She ain't going to do that. I'm not going to have that. She ain't going to boss me around. But God, I'll just get a divorce and Jesus will be okay with it. And I'm too tired of putting up with this man. All those thoughts are coming from the dark side. They wasn't coming till the incident. Did you know? It don't happen now. I get into a trial on Monday and something wouldn't go right or something, and I'd be like, "Well, bless God, I'm not going to church Wednesday."
Yeah.
It's Monday, for God's sake. What has that got to do with Wednesday? That's 2.5 days away.
Yep.
He wants me to go ahead and yield to it. He wants me to yield to it, make plans to get out of the will of God, not do the will of God. I remember one time I went in the bathroom, people wouldn't come to church. And I said, "But Lord, just let them go to hell. Just let them go to hell. I don't care. I come down here and laid my life down. Let them go to hell if they don't want to come to church." Y'all shocked, ain't you? Jesus said, "I understand. I laid my life down, and if I'd have thought that, you'd have went to hell."
Yeah, that's right.
But God, I waited on you 27 years, boy. Come on, somebody. He didn't tell me to go to hell. I was in a wrong spirit. I was letting the season that needed to refine me and develop me and grow me to walk in love, deeper in love. I was letting that season get me bitter. Well, I repented and I said, "God, I'm going to come here. Nobody comes here. And I'm not going to think bad. You set the table and lay it out there, Lord. And it's up to them whether they want to come to you and serve you and love you. But I'm going to be here to preach the gospel whether they do or not, Lord. I'm going to do your will. You love them and I'm going to love them." Well, I took the season and grew and developed. But Jesus, he was led up into the wilderness by the Spirit of God, and he was tested. He was tempted. There's going to be times that the Lord will let tests come into our lives. I'm going down yonder, the Lord and spoke to me, and I didn't agree with a lot of things that a lot of these churches, it was church that gathered one church one month, next month it'll be somewhere else, and these churches was an organization, I don't know if they still did or not, but they were bringing the ministries together once a month, evangelists, pastors, and all that, you know, and the Lord spoke to me to go. And I thought to myself, I thought, Lord, I don't agree with some things about Christmas. I don't agree with some things about the resurrection. I don't agree with, you know, things about Halloween that they partake in that I won't never partake in. Because I did background search on some of this stuff, and it came based from pagan worship. And I just don't have to do with that. I've had people leave this church because I won't have carved pumpkins in crap. What does that got to do with Jesus?
Come on.
Now we can bake some pies. Have us a good old dinner down there.
Come on.
Like it used to. Thank God for the harvest. See, that's where it come out of, the harvest. They'd bake each other pies back in the days and all of that, and they would celebrate the year of the Lord that the Lord had blessed them with, and here comes this pagan. But anyhow, I'm not on all of that. So the Lord, and I'm telling the Lord this, Lord, why are you wanting me to go? I'm not going to integrate none of this stuff at my church. I'm just not going to do it, Lord, because I don't believe it's you. Well, I go and I said, Lord, I don't understand, but I'm going.
Amen.
I'm going to go out of obedience to you, Lord. Well, you know what? Every time I would get out of the vehicle, the Lord would say, go open the door for that minister. And I would be like, well, I can't you open the door for me? I'm a minister too. They got their big suits, you know, and all this. Nothing wrong with suits. But I had a problem.
Yeah.
See, God sent me there to deal with that problem. See, he was taking me through a season of testing. Come on, somebody. I just don't believe. I mean, you know, people don't believe in women preachers. They won't come here. I've had them get up and walk out because Teresa got up to do Sunday school. And I'd be like, adios, don't let the door hit you where the Lord splits you.
Yeah. Come on.
She is a
hallelujah. You don't believe that Bible? See, y'all, some of y'all women called to preach, and then you let the world and religion intimidate you.
Right.
The Bible says there's neither bond, free, male, female. We're all free. We're one, right?
Amen.
God places his spirit in us, and anyhow, you know, I've had them. I mean, I still have them. Do y'all believe in women preachers? Sure we do. Come on, well, God wanted to teach you something.
Yep.
Bless God, got an anointing. Bless God from the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That can minister life to you. Yes, sir, we believe in it, bless God. We didn't buy that doctrine, some of y'all church or some of these men. They didn't get it. Most people that believe that women should be silent in the church, they didn't read it for themselves in the Bible. They just got it from their church.
Right. Come on.
The Lord asked me one time, he said, where's the scripture for that? Then I believed the same way. I was taught it.
Mm-hmm.
That women should not be in authority. Well, good Lord, if you don't let, well, look at, we got three men in here. The rest of y'all are women. We better let y'all in authority, hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Right? Yeah. That woman ought to be submitted. Yeah, the husband ought to love her too.
That's right.
If you love your wife, you wouldn't bound her like a dog.
That's right.
Amen.
You wouldn't try to bind her like a dog. You'd give her the best ride. You'd cook her some breakfast. You'd give her all the donuts. You'd take care of her. You'd lay your life down for her like Christ loved the church, right? Come on, somebody. They get that dog. Well, the woman ought to be submissive to the man. Yeah, the man ought to love the Lord too.
Right. Come on.
That's hard was me and Teresa's a team. Bless God, hallelujah. She's, I don't look at her lowlier. I don't know why I'm on this, but hallelujah, it is what it is, right?
Right.
But not y'all women ought to be preaching. Yeah. Now, buddy, we're going to turn you off. Bye! Adios, just send us an offering. We're going to send that woman all over the world.
Bless you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Guy told me one time, I said, what you come to church? Oh, I'm not going to be a bench warmer. I got a message for the world. I said, really? Yeah. I said, well, listen, man. I said, you're looking at somebody that can put you all over the world in 2 minutes.
Right.
All I got to do is let you get behind my pulpit and preach. You'll be all over the United States and all over the world. Hallelujah. In 2 minutes. I think it takes 2 minutes now to get it uploaded. See, we can't let the seasons in our life. Listen, it's when I was going to church up there, I mean, I was gung-ho, boy. Teresa would have to hold me back. I'm going over there to evangelize. She'd say, what's the Lord saying? What's the Lord? I get sick of hearing that. What's the Lord saying? I'm telling you, man. She'd be like, what's the Lord saying? She told me one time, she said, I can't believe the Lord just wants you running all over the place like a chicken with his head cut off. And then she said, she gave me scripture, Dunny. She said, Bible said those that are led by the Spirit, you ain't led by the Spirit. You ain't going to church. I'm like, I'm an evangelist. I'm not supposed to go to church like you. I reckon I'm supposed to go around preaching and getting people to let me come preach. Wrong way. People taught me that.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, Dave. Open doors were mosquitoes. Now, they were bigger than me. This guy, you gonna come preach at my church? And I said, sure, glory to God. Yes. I've been waiting on this moment for all of my life. Ain't the old song? Waiting on this moment for all of my life. And you know what, Johnny? They had drug a building out in the woods. Somehow got that building out there. No power, no water, nothing. You know, I mean, it was hot. Man. And I mean, this place was just eat up with mosquitoes. I mean, I'm telling you right now, I had to have faith to stay alive. Mosquitoes carried all them diseases. I was eat up. I tried to hurry up with the sermon. I left there and I thought, good God, Satan trapped me. He trapped me on that one. I'm not doing this again.
I told you he's supposed to be there by the Lord.
See, that season of hardship, then, bless God, when somebody wanted me to preach, I'd be like, well, I'm going to pray about it. I'll pray about it, bless God. And I'll go find out the will of the Lord because I want some air conditioners and a toilet and I want some water.
Bless the Lord.
That one guy's glass was so thick, he'll pour you like, ooh. And he looked a little weird out there, boy. Glass is about that thick, and you open his eyes, and you're like, ah, ooh. He come out of the woods. He drug him up out of the woods, boy. Hallelujah. I reckon we got to laugh a little bit. Praise God. But listen, we're in a season right now. This season right here is getting us ready for the season that's ahead of us. I mean, our best life is ahead of us, praise God.
Amen.
And I mean, Satan really, he's really trying hard. He always has been. This ain't nothing new. It's nothing new, praise God. He's really, really trying hard here, especially for the last month or three, because of what God is doing and setting us up to do. He's been trying to take some folk out. He's been trying to take me out. I thought, I believe God, maybe the Lord will send another pastor over there. Liar.
Yep.
I'm the best thing ever happened to this church other than Jesus. I'm the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Well, you were kind of arrogant. No, that's the way I feel on the inside. Not arrogantly. I told the Lord again this morning, I was in there washing my hands. I said, Lord, without you, we can do nothing here, Lord. But we're not without you, Lord. We got your grace and your anointing, Lord. See, I know without him, I can do nothing. I can't even preach without the anointing. But I've got the anointing. You've got the anointing, praise God. So y'all women that's called, here we go again, I'm back. It's coming up out of my spirit, praise God. Y'all women that are called, you stand up bold and you declare bold to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the call that you placed in my life. I'll not be intimidated by men or churches or anything anymore, Lord. You send me and I'll go, Lord. You anoint me and I'll go preach, God. And you wait on God, and the Bible says the gift will make room for you. Praise God.
Amen.
God told me one time, he said, you can't preach Malachi 3 to the church. It's under the law. And I said, you're 13 years too late to tell me that, man. I've been tithing for 13 years, and I'm blessed going in. Blessed going out. Blessed in the city. I said, besides that, I said, that was before the law, tithing. I said, it had nothing to do with the law. It wasn't under the law. It was before the laws of Moses. Come on, somebody. I told him, I said, you ain't read Genesis? How God had a tenth over there. He had one. He said, don't eat this one right here. You'll surely die. I said, you remember that in Genesis? I said, always a portion is God's.
Yeah.
I said, he set that aside. I said, and sure as they eat it, sure as they eat it, they spiritually died. They started spiritually dying. Hallelujah. They didn't die physically. It took them a long time to die physically. But they died spiritually. They knew they were naked, hid from God. They didn't know they was naked, they was clothed with the glory. See, and I told him, I said, no, you're 13 years too late. I said, I guarantee you, once you got your revelation from wherever you got it, you used to be a tither, you used to be tithing when you went to church, praise God. I said, I guarantee you, if you go back and you look at the finances, you're giving less now into the kingdom than you was when you was honoring God with your tithe. He didn't go to my church, it wasn't bothering me none. See, we got to let the seasons of I can't afford to tithe. Some people don't go to church because they don't want to tithe. Can't go today. All my bills are due. Oh, really? You mean it's come to that? You used to have nothing, now you're blessed, and now all your bills that you've accumulated for yourself, you can't honor God now?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
Something backwards with that number, bless God. He said over there in Deuteronomy, he said, when I bless you, don't forget me. He said, I'm going to bless you going in. I'm going to take you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey and all of these pomegranates and all of this stuff. He said, but don't forget me when I prosper you. Some get their cars and their houses and money when they don't need nothing. And thank God, did you hear Sandy? It's boring to go to the store to buy something for myself. I don't need nothing. But she wants to bring her tithe to Jesus. See, that's what he's talking about. When I bring you to a place to where you lack nothing, don't forget me. See, you might be here today and you might be saying, well, I mean, I don't have nothing anyhow. Well, God's taking you out of that.
Amen.
He's going to take you into a place of more than enough, praise God. So don't let the season that you're in get you bitter and take you out. Start fasting. And Satan can't do much with a humble Christian fasting and praying and seeking the Lord. He can't do nothing of that. He can't hardly do anything with he can't do nothing with a Christian. He gets up, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. I'll tell you this story and I'm going to quit. Okay, now I believe Romans 8:28 is mine. For we know that all things work together for the good to those that love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now we're called according to his purpose, all of us. So it says, we know that all things work together for the good. Somebody called and ordered a door, Johnny. Special order door, and I'll tell you all that. And I have to sign off on special order doors. In other words, you got to pay for it. Well, if you order that door, they send that order in, then you're going to pay for that door. I don't care if everybody cancels. That's nothing to them.
Right.
Well, the guy, the one that this guy that ordered it for me, the one that he ordered it for canceled on him. So he canceled on me. And so I called them and they said, I said, I need y'all to keep that door. Y'all can sell that door. But we can't do that. They ain't going to do it. And so instead of getting mad, y'all see where I'm going?
Yep.
At them. Instead of getting mad at them, I thought, okay, this season is not going to get me mad. It's not going to get me to quit this company. It's not going to get me bitter. See, that season, it looks like it's going to cost me. See, that's when most of the time, when the season in our life looks like it's going to cost us, or we're going, we run from it. We quit. And right after, if we don't quit, it's bringing something good in our life that season. Well, I said, okay, well, bless God, I'm not going to get it. So I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, I've seen you do it once. I've seen you do it 100 times. I give this to you. You said you would work all things together for the good to those that love you, Lord. I don't need this door, Lord, and you've already got it worked out, Lord. Bless God, hallelujah. You know, and I know that it'll happen, and I just give it to you right now in the name of Jesus. 2 or 3 days after that, I got a phone call, and the guy was having trouble on some doors that I put in. And I said, well, I'll be there so-and-so a couple of days later. I said, I'll be there then. And he said, okay. He said, I got a buddy that goes to the hunting club with me. He needs a price on the door. He's over in Rainbow City, Gadsden. And I said, well, sure, that's fine. I said, what size door is it? And he said, 16 by 7. I thought, I got one of them coming.
Bless you, Lord.
And so I thought, well, I'm not going to be deceitful in this. And they wanted a regular door, just a white door, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And all of that, you know, and I thought, well, bless God, here's my opportunity. So I told him, and he said, well, he'll just be calling you. So he calls me. I said, look, buddy, I said, I've got the door coming in next Wednesday. I said, that somebody canceled on me. Bless God. I said, and I'm going to put that door in for the same price. I said, it's a walnut door. I said, I'm going to put that door in for the same price that I would give you on a regular door. I said, here, go to my website, go to my Facebook, and look at some of the walnut doors. A few minutes, he called me back, and he said, let's just do it. And so me and Travis and Dave, that Romans 8:28, I didn't get mad, didn't get upset. And then I can tell Satan, you can't do nothing to me. Right. You can't do nothing. Na, 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 na.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
He does.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yeah, that's for kids. No, it ain't.
That's for all of us.
That's for me. He showed me he loved me.
Amen.
I got paid good money to go over there and put that door in. But God didn't have to set on that door anything, praise God. That door's gone. Lord worked that out. Hallelujah. But you know what? The season that we're in is building us. Look, there's going to be bigger trials. There's going to be bigger attacks of the enemy. This can you near in your future. In your near future, praise God. Just like our young kids, just like Aubrey and Aiden, I mean, Satan already planning to hook Aubrey up with a fish head dude that don't even know Jesus. Square something. She ain't a man of ugly God. Little grand kids running out there, flat heads. Hey, Papa! Knock up! She goes to school, these kids in there, she's 6 years old, they got boyfriends and girlfriends. Teresa gets her in the car, tells her, we don't do that. No girlfriend, no boyfriend, never, never, never. We don't do that. So now she's coming home and telling Grandma, Grandma, they're mad at me and won't play with me. Why are they mad at you, baby? Because I told them they're not supposed to do that girlfriend, boyfriend stuff, and Carly and so-and-so's girlfriend and boyfriend. So, bless God, we right out of the gate, shoot them right. Ha! And old kid, you're going to get married when you're 30.
Amen.
When you know how to be led. 16 years old, y'all little young 16-year-old girls and boys. I'm in love. He got such pretty teeth. Look at mine. They get 50. They eat a lot of lemons and stuff. They need work on them later. All of that, they got them big muscles. They sang.
Yep.
Come on.
Well, he's a hunk. He's still living with mama. He don't got a job. You got to marry somebody that's already got a job. Travis getting married. I know, I'm getting all over everything. That's okay. Travis going to get married. And I thought, bless God, he going to have to get it. He going to have to get her somewhere to live. Well, we're getting married. I said, where y'all going to live? You ain't going to live with us? Y'all ain't even got nowhere to live. I said, look, you better get, before you marry anybody, son, you got to get them a place to live. I mean, doesn't that make sense? I didn't. We slept in the car. Took a bath in the river. I was lost, man. And so I said, and so my wife's uncle called me up and he said, well, I got a trencher. We'll run a water line out from your house to out there. And so I said, he ain't going to drink my water. Look, God, he's going to put his own water meter in. He ain't going to be every month sucking up out there spraying the dog off while I'm out there paying the bill. Not going to happen. I guarantee you, if he didn't have a water bill, he'd just stand out there. Come on out, dogs, let's get wet. He wouldn't think nothing about it. Now he's like, cut that water off. Don't fill that pool all the way up. Good Lord. The water bill's already $50. He said, you ain't going to let him? I said, no, I'm not going to let him. I said, if he's man enough to get married, he's going to be in there man enough to give her own place to live and buy his own water. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you know what? It cost him $700. Cost him $700 put his own. I don't care how much water he sprays. I go out there and spray his too. Ain't costing me nothing. If I need some water in the service truck, it's right on the way by. I'm going to get his. This is how it's been feeling all these years, son. Enjoy the ride. Daddy ain't. You might think I don't know what I'm doing. See now, but I know I'm smart. Hallelujah. Started out there and get his motorcycle while he was gone. Woo, woo. Hallelujah. So listen, I know it's a season of testing. I know it's a season sometimes of hardship, but you can have the joy of the Lord. And you can experience joy in the middle of all these trials by yielding the right way and not yielding and cast those thoughts out. Cast down those thoughts that argue with the Word of God. Hallelujah. Bring them into captivity and say, nope, it's for me and my house. I'm going to serve the Lord, and the joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. And don't just do it in church. Do it when things don't feel good in your living room. Do it when things ain't going in your favor. Don't just do it when everything's working out. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that season will take you out. Yep. If you let it, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.